somehow we don't believe Jesus' words when he said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. A lot of us want to determine there are some people that are worthy of the gospel and other people who are not. A lot of that is just cultural. A lot of it is just looking down our noses at the poor or people of a lower class or caste or the color of their skin or their nationality or their former religion. It was no different than that in the early church. The early church confined its first efforts to the Jewish people only. I don't think they had a concept of taking the gospel to the Gentiles. They thought when Jesus said, take the gospel into all the world, that he meant to the Jewish people who were scattered throughout the Roman world, and certainly not those unclean Gentiles. Peter went on an evangelistic journey, and he went throughout all of Judea and probably Galilee, and he came down also to the saints which were at Lydda. And there was a man there named Aeneas, and he had been on his sick bed for 8 years, sick of the palsy. And Peter said, arise, and he was made whole. He arose immediately, and it says, everybody that dwelt in that town and another town, when they saw this man, they turned to the Lord, every one of them. And then he went over to a place called Joppa, and he raised a woman named Dorcas from the dead, had a great revival there, and he stayed there around Joppa because many had believed in the Lord, and he stayed many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. But you know, the Lord loves the Jewish people. The gospel came to us through the Jewish people. Jesus was a Jew. But he intended this message of salvation to be for the whole world, for Gentiles. And he practically had to hit Peter over the head with this. Listen to what God did. It's in Acts, the 10th chapter, beginning with the first verse. There was a certain man in Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave many alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the 9th hour of the day, an angel of God coming unto him and saying unto him, Cornelius, and he looked on him, and he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto them, your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell you what you ought to do. And when the angel which spoke unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. You see, the Lord didn't send Cornelius to see Peter. He told Cornelius to go fetch Peter and bring him to his house. That's very significant because for a Jewish man in that day to enter the house of a Gentile, he would defile himself, because everything in the house is defiled. He could have Cornelius come to his house because he could clean everything that Cornelius touched. You see, God was trying to teach him that there's nobody who's outside the grace of God. And if they will but believe, repent, confess, they will have eternal life. Let's pray. Father, I pray you would not let me put other people in my own mind outside of the grace of God. That's a terrible thing to do. Help me always, always to speak to those that are different than I, some that maybe in my culture might be considered very lowly people. Help me, O Lord, that I may speak the gospel to them. In Jesus' name, amen.